Fall 2012 CCB Conference and Convention. Welcome, everyone. And we are streaming as well, live on the internet. So if we can do a quick big hello to ACB Radio World on three, let's show them what you got. One, two, three. Ooh, that was good. This is wonderful. Okay. So, again, I want to welcome everyone to this convention. Before we officially get started with our proceedings, to those of you who have arrived on time, let's go ahead and start with a $25 door prize. And actually, it's $25, correct? $25 cash prize from CCCLV. And we're going to have Joe Xavier draw. So if he doesn't pick your name, you can come find him. Stephanie Rude, are you in the room? She is. Hey, Stephanie. And just to let everyone know, Stephanie is one of our members of the CCB streaming team. So I'd like you all to give the streaming team a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. And you know, don't let the rumor get started that, you know, the president pays you for your work on the stream, because Joe paid you. Okay. I'd like us to go ahead and get started with the session. We'd like to go ahead and start with our invocation. And I have Bishop Charlene, who is here to start us off with our invocation. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I just want to share a little story before I pray. I want to say that I am humbled and that it is a great honor to be here in your midst this afternoon. I read in a good book a story, and the story was about two blind men, and they had heard that someone was passing by that could help them see again. And so they waited, and when they knew that this person that was passing by was in the city, they found their way to the place where he was. And they began to cry out, and they cried out very loudly. And there are those that were around them that said, "Shh, shh, don't cry out. Don't bother the master." But yet they cried out even louder, because those two blind men could see far beyond their visual impairment. And I wanted to just share that little story, because the reason why we are here in this beautiful room with the Blind Community Council is because somebody was able to see far beyond their visual impairment. And I want to say that you all that are here, I have my own visual impairment, but I can see far beyond my physical disability, and so can you. Let's pray. Bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to stand before the blind community. I am greatly humbled for this opportunity. And I thank you very much for these, your people that are sitting here in this room at the Marriott under the sound of my voice. Now, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch this conference and that your people will walk away with a greater vision, a bigger vision, to be able to see far beyond their physical impairment. Lord, you are able even to go in and change things. We pray that every word that is spoken and every deed that is done be an encouragement to someone. And when they leave this place, they leave this place in a better condition. Help them cry out because they can see beyond their physical disability. Help them reach out. Keep them. Send someone on the way that will not shush them up, but that will steer them in the right direction. We pray for the leaders of this blind community, of the president and her cabinet that is here. We pray for them that you would give them the wisdom and the guidance so that someone way down the line will be able to see beyond their visual impairment. And we thank you for this opportunity and thank you for your people. Amen.
Okay, I would like to have us stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. Okay. And we have some folks attempting to come in and be seated. So just want to let folks know that we started our general session a tiny bit late, but our first door prize was a cash prize. So share with your friends that we will probably be doing that at the beginning of every general session. So hopefully we'll get another lucky person to win some more of that. Okay.